They judge you before your eyes even open. Off jump, they coming for your throat before words are even spoken. When you touch down, you gotta let them know that you get things in motion. But be clear, they feel your dedication, they feel your devotion. They love and hate your skin tone. Treat you like an immigrant when you've been home. Bronze like the pennies the brother Abe owned. Envy is the drug that they own. Every breath I take is a hit. Cause we're striking like the ancient Egyptians they clone. Our people are beautiful down to the bone, down to the soul. Control is the goal. We in the city of God, cause the slums is all they want us to know. And they think we ain't know.
Pass the plate. 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. This is the all-timer show. I want to thank everybody that's taking the time out to listen today. And that is the voice of Grammy Award-winning American poet Jay Ivey. He's from Chicago, and that's from the album The Poet Who Sat by the Door. And that selection is called Pass the Plate, and that's one of my favorite tracks off that album. And he is gracing me with his appearance right now on the all-timer show. Hey, Jay, how are you?
Man, I'm fantastic.
So I have you on today because you've been named Grand Marshal for next month's 94th Bud Billiken Parade. That's a pretty big honor because it's the largest, longest-running African-American parade, and it does signal the beginning of the school year. So first of all, tell me, how does that feel to have that honor?
A dream. You know, I've been a huge fan of the Bud Billiken Parade my entire life. So to be able to represent the city and represent poets and have a celebration to usher our kids back into the school year, it's incredible, man. It's incredible.
And the one thing that I do love, your album inspires people. And I've had young people, because my wife's a teacher, and her kids come to her and tell her about your album, which to me, you're reaching to a level of kids that it was meant to reach, and it's inspiring them. Tell me about, you know, just making that particular album, The Poet Who Sat by the Door. Tell me a little bit about what went into that process of making that album.
Wow. First, man, much love to those students and to your wife and being a teacher. I tip my hat to every teacher in the world because they change and save lives every day. As far as my album, it was a lot of love and a lot of focus. You know, we sat down. I had an amazing superstar, all-star cast of artists and producers that came to help me create what I wanted to be, which was a masterpiece. I wanted to create a masterpiece. So I had Tari Ture and Serta Baptist and Omar Keith and Lettucey and John Legend and Slick Rick and Verse and Excel and BJ Chicago Kid and Maurice Brown. So I reached out to a lot of my friends and just asked for help. PJ Morton, Dion Cole, Ursula Rucker, Sonny Patterson. Like a superstar cast of folks that would help me create something special. I knew we were knocking on the door history, and if we needed something to match that moment. So we just dug in every day and had fun while we did it. And we brought it home, man. Brought the Grammy home.
We're speaking with American poet and Chicagoan Jay Ivey. He's a Grammy winner, 2023 Best Spoken Word Album. And speaking of history, this category did not exist until you came along. So tell me the process and the fight to get that category in the Grammys, because this is something that I never knew you had to fight for it.
Yeah. So historically, there was a spoken word category, but the spoken word category included poetry, audiobooks, narration, storytelling. So it was a lot of different genres, you know, in one box. And for decades, audiobooks have dominated the spoken word category. The Dr. Myangelo is the only poet to ever win a Grammy for her poetry projects. So I went to the Academy. I've been working on this for 6 years. So after 6 years of speaking with the Record Academy and getting information to the poetry community about the submission process and making sure that we were taking place, you know, doing our part by putting out projects, not only putting the projects out, making sure we were submitting those projects. So last year I wrote a proposal asking them to split the category because, you know, we've had folks like, you know, Barack Obama has won Best Spoken Word. Michelle Obama for her book has won Best Spoken Word. And while we celebrate those great works of art, we know that's not the art form of spoken word. So the proposal was to split the category. And so audiobooks, narration, storytelling is in one category by itself. And last year, for the first year ever, we had the Best Spoken Word Poetry Album category. It was the first time five poets were nominated. It was myself, Amanda Gorman, Malcolm Jamal Warner, Amir Suleiman, and Ethelbert Miller. And we made history by having five poets nominated. And thank God I was able to bring the first one home.
Now that you won your Grammy for The Poet Who Sat by the Door, what do you got in the works for your next album?
Oh yeah, you know, we cooking, man. We working right now, teaming up with all my guys and friends, girls and ladies who create amazing music. So I'm in the kitchen cooking, man. I'm cooking as we speak, so we can have a project ready to submit again this year and just continue to create more work. I want, like, The Poet Who Sat by the Door is an album that I'm extremely proud of, and it's a tough act to follow, but we gonna do our best, man. Put on the hard hat. And I got the pen in hand, and I got a lot of amazing folks sending me music that I can be inspired and moved by, so we can just stir the pot again and see what we come up with.
All right, we're talking with Jay Ivey, American poet, Chicagoan, and Grammy Award winner, but 2023's Best Spoken Word album. One thing I definitely wanted to ask you about is artificial intelligence and its emergence into music and movies. You got the writer's strike, you got the actor's strike, and prominent musicians. It did come out and was like, hey, this AI needs to be checked. And you being a bona fide poet, a Grammy Award winning poet, what's your stance on AI and how it applies to your craft and the future of what you do?
Well, I feel that the arts are a beautiful reflection of humanity. It's part of the soul of who we are. And I'm fearful to have technology replace that or manipulate that or treat things that don't stem from the soul of humanity. So for me, you know, I have friends, they ask me about it all the time, like, hey, man, I'm J.I., not A.I. You know what I mean? I got to put my pen to the page. I got to make sure my soul is felt. I don't want no prompts or no.
That actually sounds like a good title for a poem. I'm J.I., not A.I.
It's on the album. It's on the album.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you one last question before I let you go. For the Bud Billiken Parade that's going to be next month, August 12th. I never knew what went into being like the Grand Marshal for the Bud Billiken Parade. So do you know what it is exactly what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, well, I'm learning all the responsibilities, but one is being I'm kind of the speaker on the bullhorn, letting folks know that the parade is coming. You know, we want the whole city to come out with love, peace, and joy, so we can show the world who we are as a city. Like, we talking 94 years of an incredible history that was started by Mr. Abbott, and and the Chicago Defender. And we just want to continue to just highlight the history, the legacy, and also these future leaders. So there are speaking engagements that I'll be at. I performed at a gala the other night where I was announced being a Grand Marshal alongside Honorary Grand Marshal Mayor Brandon Johnson and others, Nikki Hayes and others. So it's just a matter of getting the word out and letting people know it's time to parade and march for peace, block to block, and let people know that this is for our kids. Like, this is for our future leaders. So I'm here to ring the alarm, man, and let them know it's time, man. It's time for Bud Billiken, man. Let's kick it. Chicago, let's go.
All right.
Let's go. So it's a beautiful celebration, and I'm excited and extremely proud to be the Grand Marshal for this year, following the history of so many others like Barack Obama and Diana Ross and Nat King Cole and Chance the Rapper. And so to be in that, on that list of just amazing black excellence, I'm extremely proud.
And you're now part of history, brother. Jay Ivey, American poet, Chicagoan, Grammy winner, best spoken word album 2023 in the Grammys. JIvey.com if you want to check out more of his work. That's JIvey.com. And before I let you go, the one thing that I do love about you is during your acceptance speech, you gave credit to your English teacher, and teachers don't get enough credit as it is. So I thank you for that.
Man, thank you, man. Big shout out to Miss Argue, Miss Paula Argue. Love, love, love her, man. She changed my life, man. I don't know where I would be without her and her encouragement. And again, big shout out to all the teachers out there. We salute you. We thank you. We love you. I know you don't get enough credit, but I'm going to do my best to make sure that all the light and love and resources come your way, because you are deserving of it.
All right, and there you have it. Thanks so much for joining me.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
But let me say this. I got to thank my city, Chicago. I got to thank the Recording Academy. And let it be known that this is for the poets, y'all.